Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Millennials are starting to not tip. And we're wondering, is that a good idea? Do you believe in tipping or not? I do. I mean, they work hard.
Yeah.
And they don't get paid a full wage. So Cheryl is with us. Hello. Good morning.
Well, I was calling about the tipping, and you totally believe in tipping servers. And I've never had to be a server, but I love to eat out and appreciate the service that I get. And I feel that tipping just is a necessity. I mean, they deserve it. And you have to show that appreciation through tipping.
I agree.
So millennials, step up.
Yeah.
I'm with you. If somebody is going to feed me, do my dishes for me, you know, clean up the kitchen for me, that's the way I see it.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful.
Right. And I think the server, the waitress, the hostess, the dishwashers, I believe, you know, that they then have to just share the tips. Mm-hmm. So again, you have to tip big, 20, 25%. For sure.
You know, I was talking to somebody once and they said, you know, sometimes I don't have enough money to tip.
Oh.
And I kind of said in a nice voice, as I possibly could, maybe you shouldn't eat out that
day. Yeah. If you can't leave a tip, I'm of the belief that maybe you should eat at home.
I said, here's a tip for you. And I'm like, millennials aren't tipping like the rest of us. At least some of them are. And we're just wondering, is this a trend? Is it going to continue? I'm not sure if this is a good idea. Those servers in the restaurants, they don't get paid a full wage, you know. Now, you were calling about tipping?
So I used to drive for a food delivery service. And in Phoenix, we used to deliver a lot to the corporate center. And all the employees there get their food delivery service for free. I never had any one of their employees tip us.
What?
Oh, no.
None of our fellow employees tipped us because they were actually employees of the company. We were lowly drivers.
Right.
So there was not a shift that I drove that I did not have to drive into downtown Phoenix and make a delivery to that company, and they would not tip us.
That's just wrong.
Oh.
So the company paid for everything, but there was no tips added in. It was the employees that should have kicked that in, and they didn't do anything.
They should have tipped more, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. They had extra money. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Stingy, stingy.
Well, I know that you're not this type of person. I know that nobody got a saliva burger or anything like that.
No, that's the
problem. Oh, please.
Never even ate one of their fries.
Oh.
Wow, you're a good person.
You are.
That's probably tempting with that food that smells so good.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
Oh, get some great news about DeMar Hamlin. If you didn't watch Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and DeMar Hamlin is a Bills player who is making a tackle on somebody for the Bengals, and he, when the play was over with, he stood up and then instantaneously collapsed.
Mm.
They had to revive him twice, we found out, by the way. They were doing CPR on him. It was such an event. By the way, I think I've seen someone do CPR on somebody when I was a little kid, and it was pretty traumatic. And if you ever watched that, it can be traumatic to watch, especially when it's somebody you care about and they're revived and then they go away again. You have to revive them again.
Yeah.
So somebody wrote this poem, and I just thought this was beautiful. I said, I can't wait. I can't wait until he is well and conscious. I can't wait until he hears the stories of an amazing first responder team resurrected his failed heartbeat while millions held their breath. How grown men wept in horror at what they'd seen, then dropped to their knees, beseeching God to intervene on his behalf. How the Bengals team visited the Bills locker room to encourage and show compassion to his teammates. How much of downtown Cincinnati and the stadium was lit at night with the Bills blue to remind people to pray for him. And how hundreds of Bengals and Bills fans prayed together by candlelight at University of Cincinnati Medical Center, how $5 million and counting has been raised for his children's charity, and how the ESPN anchors of ESPN actually bowed their heads, prayed out loud on worldwide television for his complete healing. And I can't wait for his mama to sit by his bed and tell him all the stories of how God used a young football player to teach a nation what is truly important. Mm. Isn't that awesome?
Wow. That is beautiful.
She's very beautiful. Mm. Well, this is the great news about it all. He came to and regained consciousness on Wednesday. And I love this part. He couldn't talk because he was intubated. You know, he had a tube down his throat. And he asked the nurse that was helping him. He said, "Did we win?" He wrote that down. She said, "Yes, DeMar, you won. You won the game of life."
Hmm.
It's time for that good news of the day. Hey, do you have any good news for us? We'd love to hear your story at 888-888-9976. Bobby is with us. Tell us what's going on.
My husband was a massive addict for numerous years. He was like really hardcore. And I ended up divorcing him because I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And God had told him, if you keep doing this, you're going to lose everything. Which he did. He lost me and I got custody of the children. He just finally fell to his knees and said, "I'm done, God. I can't do this." He has been sober going on 15 years, and we ended up getting remarried again.
Hey!
Oh, awesome.
That's cool.
It couldn't have been without God, because he tried on his own, but he never could. Mm. But it took God doing it, and for 15 years, he's been sober.
And it took him losing you and his family as a wake-up call. But 15 years sobriety, that is beautiful.
That is incredible, yeah.
Yeah, and our marriage is what it should have been the first time around.
Oh, how neat.
Love that.
We married in 2000, divorced in 2013, and we remarried in 2020.
Wow, so 7 years in between there. Well, praise God, though. Hey, something good came out of 2020.
Mm-hmm. It did.
One of the definitions of restoration is better than before, and it sounds like your marriage is better than before.
It really is.
Earlier, we were talking about tipping, and I just joked that, you know, there's tipping, waitresses and waiters, servers, and then there's cow tipping.
Cow tipping.
That is not... What? What is cow tipping?
Cow tipping?
It's when you tip a cow over.
Yeah, you sneak into the field when they're sleeping, and I guess you...
You tip them over.
Yeah, I had friends that did it in college.
Get a bunch of people and push on the side of the cow and tip them over.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
What? Come on.
Hold on.
You can just walk into a field
a second.
And tip them over?
Sally's skepticism. Is this not a thing? I'm Googling it right now.
It can't.
What?
What?
Yes.
What's wrong? What?
The internet says cow tipping is not an actual thing.
No, it's real.
Can't go for it.
It's real, yeah.
Are you? Wait, what?
What?
I always thought this was real. Seriously, it's not?
I don't know if it is or not.
I grew up in Texas and I had friends in college always talking.
You told us
you were. Wait, well, now I'm like, were my friends lying to me?
Iowa relatives are dying laughing right now because they've told me all about their cow tipping adventures.
Well, maybe it is real. Maybe it's someone who has done it. You have to get a bunch of people to tip the cow over.
I feel like my whole life has been a lie up to this point.
Relatives that I have loved and admired for their Iowa-ness.
Oh my goodness.
Have told me that this is what they do for an adventure.
Let's see if there is a listener listening right now that's actually been cow tipping to verify.
Can't believe this is not a real thing. I was today years old.
So again, if you don't know what's going on, like, you know, cows sleep, you know, standing up in the field, The idea is you go out there in the middle of the night and you get
this
a bunch
says
of,
they do not sleep standing up. You are messing with us.
You get a bunch of people and you sneak up.
Oh my
you sneak up on the cow and you tip it over.
I can't believe I've
that
done
is
all
what
this
my
time.
Relatives have told me.
That's what my Sally. Friends told me.
You've got to come cow tipping with us.
We are gullible, Sally. Oh
my gosh, I feel ridiculous.
As
right
do I. This is not okay.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel, Fritz, and friends here to talk about some serious topics like cow tipping. And is it real?
I thought it was till today.
Yes. So, Sally and Misty Googled cow tipping, and I guess according to the internet, it's not real. It doesn't exist. You cannot tip a cow over. So, if you don't know, what you do is you get a bunch of people in the middle of the night, and you sneak up on a cow and tip it over. And supposedly, this is fun for high school and college kids to tip over cows. Mm-hmm. I jokingly believe. Said I participated, tried to keep this thing going, but maybe it's not real. Family Life Radio.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning. Who's this?
This is Susie.
Hey, Susie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Queen Creek, Arizona.
Susie, have you participated in cow tipping?
I have.
Uh-oh. Wait, what?
Yes, in high school, my friends and I did it. And it was a lot of fun, actually.
So tell us how it went down. How did this go down?
We snuck into a pasture.
In Arizona?
No, it was in Washington State.
Oh.
So we snuck into a pasture and snuck up on a cow and just pushed it over. And it got really stiff and it, that kind of thing. And
okay, well, the sound effects really amp that story up, just so you know.
The validity of your story has been verified.
It was definitely a real thing, yes.
It was a moving experience.
I don't know if I believe you, Susie.
I feel like I'm being messed with.
So the internet says that cow tipping is not real.
No, it's a very real thing.
So, Susie.
Yes.
It's believe Google or you.
I believe.
I would go with me.
I believe our Family Life Radio listener, Susie, that it's okay. She's participated in cow tipping. Yeah.
Susie's going to hang up and go, yes, I got him.
So, a theory has been debunked. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. One of them is that cow tipping is real. The other is this. We have a smarty pants on our hands. William Malus, he graduated from high school at 9 years old.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. When he was just 5 years old, he was able to finish an entire 209-page geometry textbook in just one night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. What? Wow.
So he's been declared a literal genius by Ohio State University. And now that he's 11, he's poking holes in Stephen Hawking's theory that there is no God.
Oh, okay.
William, by the way, he's a son of a preacher. And he's got a relationship with Jesus, by the way. Challenges Hawking with this. Something can't come from nothing because it would have to exist in order to cause itself to exist, which is illogical. So therefore, something other must have created everything, and that something other is God.
Wow.
I don't understand what I just read.
Okay, so Stephen Hawking basically says there's no God, everything came from nothing. And this kid is going, that doesn't make sense. Nothing can't come from nothing. There has to be something.
Right.
So it's almost like he boiled it down to common sense, and I kind of love that.
That's true. Yeah. You're right, it is common sense. So there you go. There has to be a God.
If a genius says it, I'm on board.
You know, this is how I think about it. Just stand in the mirror and look at your eye and how incredibly intricate and complicated that is, and you can see. That to me, I have to believe in God.
Yeah.
As opposed to you just happen because of some chance. You know, you came from an amoeba and, It went from the goo to the zoo to you. I think it takes more faith to believe in that than to believe in a God.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So God is real. What can we do for you?
Hi, I was calling for a joy report. I've got joy down in my soul.
I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy. So what's bringing you joy? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Well, tell us what's bringing you joy.
Well, I've noticed this older gentleman walking on my way to work, and I live out in the country, and he's walking along the side of the road, and we live out in the country, so we just wave at everybody, you know?
Sure.
I waved to him, and he didn't wave back, so I thought, oh, you know, maybe he didn't see me. And so the next day, I waved to him again, and he didn't wave. And this has been going on for 3 to 4 weeks. The man would not wave to me, and I could see him looking at me. And I kind of made it just a goal, I guess, to get him to wave at me.
I like that.
And finally, yesterday, on my way to work, I waved to him, and he waved back, and he gave me the biggest smile as he waved. And he just made my day.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. And this has been going on for like 3 or 4 weeks?
At least 3 weeks.
Wow.
Every day.
You wore him down with kindness.
You sure did.
And he did. He just does that little act of brought me joy, and I hope that I could have brought him some joy too.
Well, and not only did he wave, he smiled big.
That's interesting.
So it makes me wonder what happened, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just really a neat moment.
I don't know why all of a sudden I want to blow into Toby Mac. When love broke through.
Yeah. I agree.
You broke through. Way to go.
I love that.
Well, you guys have a beautiful day today.
You too. And we're waving at you.
Yes.
All right, I'm waving back.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you didn't, email Misty at FLR. Oh, sorry. Hey, if you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.